Hello,
we're in a lesson on the complete zero. We'll read selected excerpts. You can ask questions on Kab.tv. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. A lesson on the complete zero.
The topic tells us that we have to see reality on two levels. What we see in our eyes that are still corrupted, and what we see we call this world or in our reason. And above that, the second level that we depict that we're under the control of the Creator, which is the good that does good. Obviously, until His bestowal enters us and fills us, it's all the upper light that fills all of reality, and there's none else besides Him and the good that does good. And in this way, He actually includes it all and fills it all. But when He enters our vessels, our corrupted vessels, then we feel the opposite in them from the nature of the light. That's why we always need to separate between what we feel in our vessels to what is above our vessels. As we work on separating or discerning between those two levels, we can gradually come to the point where we connect to that second level, the Creator, the good that does good, and start feeling Him, living in Him. And here there are a lot of exercises. They have eyes and they shall not see. And what we're learning here in these excerpts, getting that new observation so we don't let go of any level, not the first or the second. We understand that's our nature, the first level, that we need to correct, and correcting it only by it helping us, if we use it correctly, it helps us adhere to the second level, to the upper force. In this way, we can gradually ascend to the degree of faith above reason. Love will cover all crimes, and so on. The crimes remain, everything stays, everything's corrupted stays. It later on becomes the left line. And the second level, where we depict ourselves under the control of the Creator, the good that does good, the white, that'll be the right line. Then we will connect the two and learn how to reach the middle line, which is attaining the Creator within us. So we talked about it yesterday a bit, and today we'll continue. So actually we need to try and establish such a picture in our perception. One is realistic in our ego, and one is above that, the way we depict it through the Kabbalists, the Creator's work on us. Let's say the degree of Malchut and Bina, it has a lot of names. So let's start, please.
So we're going to read excerpts about the complete zero. We'll continue from excerpt 13, from Shamati 19, what is the Creator hates the bodies in the work. Sometimes one despises the work of assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven, which is a time of a sensation of darkness. When one sees that one can save him from the state he's in, no one can save him from the state he's in but the Creator, then it takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the Lord. One should be glad that now he has something to give to the Creator, and the Creator enjoys him having something to give to the Creator. But one does not always have the strength to say that this is beautiful work called adornment. but he despises this work.
What does the Creator give me? As much as one feels bad in his own vessels, in his body, as we say, and the egoistic will to receive. As much as he feels bad, and as much as he tries to uplift above it, and say they have eyes and shall not see, I am truly in the upper light, in the complete good. But in my vessels, I feel the opposite according to the gap between the qualities of the light to the qualities of my vessel. That effort, that attitude that he wants, even though he feels bad in his own vessels, to be adhered to the Creator, that is what he gives to the Creator. That is his gift. Yeah.
But he despises this work. This is a harsh condition for one to be able to say that he chooses this work of over the work of whiteness, meaning that he does not sense a taste of darkness during the work. But then, one feels a taste in the work. It means that then he does not have to work with the will to receive, to agree to take upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason.
Then he doesn't have a rejection. He thinks the world is beautiful and nice and everything is great. He has nothing to overcome. And he doesn't have any gift to give to the Creator.
If he does overcome himself and can say that this work is pleasant to him, and that now he is observing the mitzvah of faith above reason, and he accepts this work as beauty and adornment, this is called a joy of mitzvah.
Read it again. I won't ruin it for you.
Sometimes one despises this work of assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven, which is a time of a sensation of darkness, when one sees that no one can save him from the state he's in but the Creator. Then he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. One should be glad that now he has something to give to the Creator, and the Creator enjoys him having something to give to the Creator. But one does not always have the strength to say that this is beautiful work called adornment. But he despises this work. This is a harsh condition for one to be able to say that he chooses this work over the work of whiteness, meaning that he does not sense a taste of darkness during the work, but then one feels a taste in the work. It means that then he does not have to work with the will to receive, to agree, to take upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason. If he does overcome himself and can say that this work is pleasant to him, that now he is observing the mitzvah of faith above reason, and he accepts this work as beauty and adornment, this is called a joy of mitzvah.
Questions? None. So this is the question. If you don't want to ask, I'll ask. What is happiness when one feels himself in shacharit, in the darkness? What does the happiness come from? Please, tense.
Man's joyfulness when he feels in darkness is that he has an opportunity to cling to the one who sends him that state.
Yeah, and by feeling that the Creator is giving him an opportunity, gave him an opportunity not to fall into the feeling only, but gave him that point of connection with it. if not in the feelings, at least in the mind, to, he gave an opportunity to think that everything came from him, that everything is in the faithful hands of the Creator, that he is activating anything, no matter what I feel. At least in my mind, we can adhere to him. And that's it. That's enough.
When a person is in this decision point, when he can choose the importance of the quality of bestowal over his feelings, then he can make an effort, some effort, in order to make the Creator greater in his eyes versus what he feels in the will to receive. And actually, when he despises the will to receive, and he can even feel pleasure in bringing contentment to the Creator.
If a person's in the 10, he feels happiness that he can come close to the Creator above the difficulty in the ego through more connection and coming closer.
Maybe it's the opportunity to work with the desire that awakens in him, something from himself, and also two discernments of how the desire can work.
Happiness from the ability to justify above the feeling.
Joyfulness from seeing clearly that the Creator relates to him.
Love. If the Creator doesn't give him that feeling of shacharit, of the darkness in his corrupted will to receive, but the opposite. Everything's nice and good. So how to work? Come on.
It's the $1 million question, right? We know that when we feel good, naturally we don't think of anything, and that's certainly not who gave us this good. That's where the work begins, with the help of the friends who always need to mention that, remind that the work is with him, that you always have connection with above the pleasure that appears on the table. And here we have to overcome how to collect the deficiency and connect between us to further ascend.
Yeah, no doubt it's a more difficult state. And in such a state, it says in Shamati that we should invest in society. If there's an awakening, so we just have to try to strengthen our framework, to base our grasp on it more, so we have what to work with.
Yeah, the answer is the same answer. If there is inspiration and power to work, then you have to awaken the friends and do whatever possible to relate it to the Creator. Like Yido said, we always just have to show the attitude to him. This is what brings him contentment when we make efforts to tie all of life to him.
Yeah, if the Creator gives such a state, I guess a person is already in a higher degree. He's ready to work, to resist the pleasures. Because in the end, it's the same thing. It doesn't matter. During the darkness, a person feels that his will to receive rejects the state. And here he feels that it's pulling the state. So if a person can, with the help of the friends, with all the preparations he did to look at the will to receive from the side, so it doesn't matter what action the will to receive is doing, he still gives gratitude that he has the point of dvikut.
Rav, what is the difference in the work when I feel bad in the will to receive or when I feel good in the will to receive? I still want to raise myself to the correct attitude to the Creator. So, what's the difference in my work here? Come on, one shall help his friend. Everyone, talk about it. Just go fast about it.
When I feel bad in the will to receive, there's something natural that awakens me to come out of my comfort zone. When I feel good, I have to search for the friend's deficiencies, to think of my responsibility in the ten.
When I feel bad in the will to receive, there is something that pushes me to change the state. When I don't have that, then I feel good. It's a problem. We have to see how to wake up from it, maybe only through the ten.
In order to not feel that perception, we have to see how we choose our path of development, because every moment you have to go above reason, go with the ten and work with them.
Yes, our whole problem is in the connection between us all the time, whether I feel good or bad. Like Shai said, I think, let's do the work when it's good, not wait for the stings.
Yeah. Oh, so when I feel good, we have to connect it to the Creator. And by that, ask from Him. Also, when we feel bad, we ask for forces. So also when we feel good, to ask for forces. To be adhered to Him and not to the pleasure.
Yeah, in the will to receive, there's different discernments. When I feel bad, I have to remember the Creator and that He's good, that does good, and that He wants to bring me to a state where I'll be like Him and build that second floor. And when it's good, it's true that it's the same action. We build that second floor, but
14 from the writings of Rabash. A land where you will eat bread without scarcity. One must engage in the Torah day and night, and the night and day should be equal for him, as written in the Zohar. In other words, the state of completeness called day and the state of incompleteness called night should be equal. That is, if his aim is for the sake of the Creator, then he agrees that he wants to bring contentment to his Maker. And if the Creator wants him to remain in the state of incompleteness, he agrees to this as well. The consent is expressed by doing his work as if he was rewarded with wholeness. This is regarded as agreeing when the day and night are equal to him. But if there is a difference to the extent of the difference, there is separation. And on that separation, there is a grip to the outer ones. Hence, if a person feels that to him there is a difference, he must pray to the Creator to help him so there will not be a difference for him. And then he will be rewarded with completeness. Again, from Rabash, a land where you will eat bread without scarcity. One must engage in the Torah day and night, and the night and the day should be equal for him, as written in the Zohar. In other words, the state of completeness called day and the state of incompleteness called night should be equal. That is, if his aim is for the sake of the Creator, then he agrees that he wants to bring contentment to his Maker. And if the Creator wants him to remain in the state of incompleteness, he agrees to this as well. The consent is expressed by doing his work as if he were rewarded with wholeness. This is regarded as agreeing when the day and night are equal to him. But if there is a difference, to the extent of the difference, there is separation. And on that separation, there is a grip to the outer ones. Hence, if a person feels that to him there is a difference, he must pray to the Creator to help him, so there will be no difference for him, and then he will be rewarded with completeness.
So, same question here, basically. How do we see the work of the Creator in wholeness without a difference between day and night? From the Creator comes and all is besides Him, good that does good, the upper light does not change. In short, only good. What's the difference whether we feel good about it or bad? Wholeness or lack thereof? What's the difference? The difference is in our vessels, in how we determine the situation. So what do? Please, talk about it. Talk about these states. Everyone says a little bit. Make it more intensive.
We have to remember what Rav said, that the whole difference in the state is on our behalf, the first level. The second degree has to always have the same work. If we can't connect it, we have to ask from the Creator to connect it. And thank the Creator that we're in the state of perfection. And I see us so in the darkness, there's more egoistic fuel to work, to do actions, to come close to the Creator and the friends.
The difference is that if I feel bad in the will to receive, it's like an added help and support of the Creator. By that, He helps me detach from the desire. When I feel good in the will to receive, it's like He left me and gave me a sort of independence. Now go and cope with it. Points to maturing, and it's a more difficult work.
Yeah, in this state, a person feels good and comfortable. He forgets the Creator sent it to him. So that moment, he should already be in gratitude for the Creator that He gave him a place to awaken.
We always have to mention through the friends in the 10 that the system is perfect, and we perceive it in our vessels that are not corrected as not perfect, and it's exactly the part that we can correct, the part that appears to us.
There's the matter of importance too of that same state. Not to forget those two levels. One is that one is depicted here as the ego, the will to receive, and the second degree is the Creator's influence upon us.
We have to rise to the next level where there's no difference in the sensation of the donkey.
Yeah, what Roni calls the donkey is not to identify with that one that's always looking for pleasure and judging reality only according to what he has in his pockets, but to develop an identification with something whole above it on all states.
Rav, how do I measure how whole is my work? Here, we're already in the work of the Creator. How do I measure whether or how whole is my work? What do I need to do to measure, to see, to check in order to know that my work is whole?
The only place we have to check ourselves and our attitude towards the Creators is our attitude towards the friends in the tent. Whatever the Creator sends in my life, how do I interpret it in the will to receive? I still have to continue with the same approach towards the ten.
The Creator sends only good. If I feel the good that the Creator sends and that it comes from the Creator, and then I can bestow like Him in reality, then it's all perfect. And if not, then it isn't.
Rav, how do I feel that I have a gap between my attitude, whether I feel light or darkness, and how in that gap I have the klipot are grabbing onto me? What do I feel there? That's called the domination of the klipot. In my mind, in my heart, physically, what do I feel when I'm under the grasp of the klipot? You talk. Otherwise, how can you find an answer?
That I want to make the benefit from it, that I succeeded in the work. It's this inclination to benefit for myself from it, maybe that.
Yeah, a feeling of calmness, of relaxation, that I feel good to myself, compared to the state where I have to be in a growing yearning and fear how to make my work even more complete.
The klipot always push me to justify myself and not what's outside of me. I always basically blame others through the klipot.
I want to add that the state of the klipot is how the Creator corrects the state for me. That He comes to the Creator only for the evil to change.
It's the same attitude to the Creator. How do I take that state, these klipot? Do I feel the same in the will to receive? Do I want to build this relation to Him? Do I want to relate it to the group? There are different manners of connection between me and the friends.
Rav, the Creator didn't create anything for no reason. What is the benefit of the klipot? What is the benefit from the klipot, where I feel the gap between the black and white in my work? And there's the grasp of the klipot. There was a question, how I feel it. Now I'm asking, what is the benefit from it? How do I feel it correctly? You speak between you.
Well, the first question, I didn't know exactly what to answer. And the first thing that came to my mind is that the klipa guards the fruit. We need to clarify what it means.
Yeah, there's no doubt. The gap is what the created being finds all over the ladder. His gap between his qualities to the Creator's. The klipot is what constantly scrutinizes and shows him the difference between him and the Creator. And upon that gap, that's where the greatness of the Creator is built, specifically upon that. The gap is the treasure.
Yeah, that specifically through the klipot we can see where we are and measure ourselves and where we would like to be, and it very much helps understanding where the work is.
The benefit of the klipot is that one sees how he's a slave of his nature, because it's emotional and you need the help of the Creator to be in all these actions we're aspiring for.
And probably the klipot don't give keep us from skipping degrees, from jumping forward, but give us this to exhaust every degree to the fullest and go to the next degree.
According to what I understood, the klipa is the gap in the work between the state of light and darkness. So if I pay attention to it, I have an indication of the change I have to make, how to ask for forces from the Creator to actually have the correct attitude in the light and in the darkness.
Klipot is exactly where the Creator directs me to work now in the next degree. It starts from seeing darkness, but as we heard, it's an invitation of the Creator to the next degree.
15. From Rabash, the difference between charity and a gift. In the work of the Creator, in the beginning of his work, he had energy and confidence and great importance for Torah and prayer, because at that time he had grace of holiness and felt that the work of the Creator is important. However, this was not considered a deficiency, that the Creator will satisfy a deficiency called dvikut with the Creator. Since the lack and the pain of not having dvikut with the Creator was not still felt in him, as he has not exerted for it, because he has just begun the work. But when he does not see the results over a long period of time of making efforts, and he does not see a satisfaction of his deficiency, torments and pain begin to form in him because he made efforts but sees no progress in the work. At that time, the thoughts begin to come one by one. Sometimes it is sparks of despair, and sometimes he grows stronger. But then he sees once more that he's fallen from his state, and so on repeatedly. Finally, a real deficiency forms in him, which he has obtained through exertions in ascents and descents. These ascents and descents leave him with pain each time at not having been granted dvikut with the Creator. Finally, when the cup of labor had been filled sufficiently, it is called a kli. Then the filling of it comes from the Creator. Since now he has a real kli, it follows that his seeing that now, after several years of work, he is retreated. This happens deliberately. So he will ache at not having, dvikut with the Creator. It turns out that each time he must see that he is approaching the making of the kli, called real deficiency. That is, his gauge of katnut and gadlut, of the deficiency, is to the extent of the suffering he feels at not having the filling, which is called dvikut with the Creator, where all he wants is only to bring contentment to the Creator.
When I discover, after 10 years, that I'm far from the Creator and opposite to the Creator, and I'm nothing, and I'm now finally seeing that, what does that indicate to me? What does that mean when I now discover that? Please.
It means that it gives me something to think about, a lot of justification, and from here you can keep on working the Creator in a different form, more with the friends.
Rav, meaning that I was like that before, right or not? If I now discover that I'm far from the Creator, detached from the Creator, having no connection with Him, no equivalence of form, no spirituality, it just appears now, but the fact of the matter was there before. Why did it appear to me? Because probably now I can cope with it. Before, I used to escape it, and now I can withstand it, and I can face it. How do I cope with this state that has appeared, that I have no contact with spirituality? Go ahead, this is the question.
How do I deal with the state where I see I have no contact with spirituality? The only way to cope with it is to jump into the 10 and try to awaken, give the friends a mood, and ask for help.
Yeah, it's great. Finally, a wonderful state has appeared. We can work, like the friend said, through the 10 to raise a request to the Creator. Who will take me to spirituality? Me? You? Who will take us? We don't need a messenger. We need to be taken out of Egypt. After we discover the state of Egypt, then we need the Creator.
There's truly a chance to overcome here, also towards the Creator, to keep justifying and ask for help, and also towards the friends by subjugation. How to be with the friends, that the spirits in the 10 will push you ahead to do the work correctly.
Also, another discernment comes is that I care less about my spirituality. Also, there's this point that says, okay, how do I help the 10 and the humanity and everyone who needs to come closer to the Creator? Maybe that too is part of the issue.
Yeah, true. In the end, it should sum up in prayer. But I guess that the prayer has to be more about the gratitude that the Creator has revealed the true state to me, on one hand. On the other hand, He probably tried to awaken me to change the state, that I'll come out of it. But if I truly want to adhere to Him, so I guess to agree with the state and be in that point of zero, this isn't clear.
If, thankfully, such a state appears, it means that the 10 has enough privilege to make an effort to reach true contact with the Creator, for which all the past years were a preparation, and now we're worthy of it, and it's time to make the required effort.
It's kind of adultness that the Creator is saying that we're mature enough to understand that we're opposite before, and it won't shock us too hard. It'll just make us work with Him.
Rav, how does one respond correctly to not being in touch with the Creator? This is the fact. He thought that he was almost in Ensof, and now he's being shown, he feels that he has no contact with the Creator. Why does that appear to him? Please.
So he can turn to the friends and ask for them. But at least he'll want that point of connection with the friends and the Creator. But it still doesn't work out for me, that we also saw a lot of friends in society that 15 years, suddenly that flavor disappeared for them, and it becomes indifference and they disappear. So I don't understand how to turn this state. Well, that's the question.
The right response needs to be that I'm shown that I'll never have personal connection with the Creator, but through the friends, through the ten, through the Kli. If there's no Kli, there's no Creator.
Yeah. So Daniel's question and Ronnie's answer, they awaken. It's a privilege to know something about the truth. Usually a person has no connection with the truth, and when he gets that feeling that he hasn't the right connection with the Creator, so he adheres to the truth, and then he can just rise, no doubt.
It's pretty much the essence of the work, this shock that you thought you're connected to the Creator and you're not. You're in the will to receive, but it's actually a wonderful opportunity to build that second floor, because that's the work. You receive the gift, and now you at least know the truth, where you really are. If you truly want the Creator and you're on your way to Him, then there's an opportunity to turn to Him, to reach Him, to connect to Him.
Yeah, I guess just to turn to Him. I've lost the connection with the Creator, or discovered I don't have one. So if it bothers me, I have to turn to Him. There will be a connection if it doesn't bother me, so I should see why it doesn't. But there's a way to turn to the Creator.
And if before discovering the truth, I always searched for a contact with the Creator in my will to receive, and now I was shown that it's that I'm not there at all, so suddenly I discovered that it's really good that this truth is, the point of contact is not there, it's not in my will to receive. And if I begin to agree with that and reach that point of zero when I'm naked and have nothing, then there I'll probably find that minimal point of adhesion, which is not in my will to receive at all.
In the end, the connection with the Creator is connection to the Ten. If I discover that I have no connection with the Creator, it means I have to focus more on my effort towards the Ten, to feel more obligated, to be concerned about them.
It seems to me that the Ten is the only thing that brings meaning and direction to this journey, where a person on his own disappears. Probably that's what the Creator invites us to, connection with Him through connection between us.
Then at least in this state,
Rav, Kiev, Kiev.
Hello, dear Rav. I feel that in the state of darkness, the demand for the Creator is much deeper than the state where everything's okay. So how can we make this plea to overcome above myself will be equal in both states?
If I rise above my will to receive, above reason, and I want to be only in faith, the quality of bestowal, then to me the question is now this: how do I bestow in my kli being full or my kli being empty, when I feel either darkness or light in my kli, day or night? What's the difference? What's the style that can be different in my bestowal to the Creator? There needs to be no difference between day and night. How do I reach a state where I don't care if I'm full or empty and I relate to the Creator in the same inclination, the same direction that I rise above my kli, above what is in it? How do I arrange that? We had that question. On the one hand. On the other hand, well, is what I said okay? Kiev.
Yeah, but the question is how to do it, how to reach it, because I feel that I work much more, that I feel bad in the will to receive.
If I feel bad in the will to receive, then I have a drive, I have an urge to do something about it, and then I'm more aimed at the Creator, right? Yes. And how do I work if I feel in my will to receive that I'm full, that I'm good, everything's great and beautiful? Then how do I refrain from the will to receive? That what's good is not good for me, but it's for my beast. Then how do I work with it? That's a much more difficult work. Not from the lack, where the lack and the inclination to the Creator are in keeping, but rather I have to overcome and reach the Creator. That's the difference. Later we see this difference in the work of bestowing in order to bestow, when I have no fulfillment in my kli, and receiving in order to bestow, where I have fulfillment in my kli. And that's a big difference. I still have to rise above the kli and determine my work. How to say it? That it doesn't matter to me what's in the kli. That the point of adhesion with the Creator, above the kli, whether it's full or empty, that point of adhesion basically determines my state. That's a great additional work above the will to receive. Another question about the article we read. It's not exactly clear what are the klipot in that state. There are no klipot here yet. We're not discussing the klipot yet. We didn't even mention this. What? Ah. When there's a foothold for the klipot. Well, it's just like those good states that appear when I feel good and I can't yearn for the Creator because they grab hold of me and push me backwards. Let's call it klipa. Okay, let's say it's klipa. So I have to do additional actions here in order to rise above, meaning that my importance of the Creator needs to be above the foothold of the klipot, above all the pleasures that I feel in receiving. Yes. You asked before, how do I measure if my work is whole? What is whole work? Well, that's in each and every degree. The definition could be different. The complete work here, let's say, is that there's no difference for me between day and night. That I aim at the Creator whether I have fulfillment or lack thereof. Even though Vlad from Kiev is right. In lack of fulfillment, it's easier. And when I have fulfillment, it's more difficult.
So how can I measure if my work is complete?
When I am in adhesion with the Creator in both day and night, as it's called. We used to think that in the day, it's easier and much better, right? Everyone thought that way, yeah? And in darkness, it's much more difficult, it's hard, we don't feel it. Now we see that it's different. the work at nights? Why does it say there shall be evening and there shall be morning and it's one day? Why? Because the work in the evening is a work that assists the person, specifically because there is darkness, helplessness. Look what the Creator is doing to our world, emptying it more and more and more, and thereby people begin to draw closer to Him, for lack of a better choice. Yes, Vlad, you wanted something else?
I
guess that somehow in the group we can reach a state, or that intensivity of the plea for the Creator won't be less from the state of darkness, will even be more effective in the state of the white. Is that possible?
The state of light is much more difficult and more advanced. That's why first we work in concealment, and then the Creator opens Himself up, and we need to understand that when He opens Himself up, our work is more difficult. That's opposite to what people think. So, what does it say in the Zohar? You who crave the day of the Creator, it is darkness and not light, right? What's the rooster says to the bat? That we needs to be accepted differently than what common people think. Understood? All right. All right, let's do item 16.
16, Bala Sulam. This is because the Creator does not think for Himself whether He exists or whether He watches over His creations and such other doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well, when it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, anyone who thinks of such matters is certainly separated from Him and will never achieve equivalence of form. This is what our sages said, let all your actions be for the sake of the Creator, that is, dvikut with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not yield this goal of dvikut. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and benefit your fellow person. At that time, when you achieve equivalence of form with the Creator, as all His creations are to bestow, all His actions are to bestow and benefit others, so you, all your actions will be only to bestow and to benefit others. This is the complete dvikut. It turns out that all of our work is after the Creator does some trick on us and we respond. Meaning, usually it's the giving the right response on what the Creator is doing to us. So how can we do an action before the Creator? Well, we have the 10 and all kinds of things. How can we perform an action in the correct direction, take the correct step, specifically because we're in the 10, before the Creator does something with us? Not as a response, but as, how do I say it? That we initiate the action from us. Please. Let's go. I awaken the dawn and not the dawn awakening me. That's what I wanted to say. That's called awakening the dawn, that doing an action in the center of the tent to pray for the friends. Even if it starts as a completely mechanical action. Yet to search for the deficiencies. To search to give the friends greatness and uplifting of the spirits, to initiate an action of bestowal towards the friends, I guess. Yeah, and what will make me initiate it? That's when the state where I feel an ascent, I have to bring myself to a commitment that my commitments to the friends and dissemination is what will bring me to the state that I need to make efforts every time. Except for connections in the ten and trying to help the friends advance towards a goal, to put them before me, I don't see anything else we can do. This change of perception that we awaken the dawn, that we are the initiators, we are the active ones that want to reach the Creator, it depends as much as the importance of the goal. If the goal is important, I become very active. And I also need to awaken the ten and get forces from them. To awaken the friends and awaken the dawn is, I guess it's the same thing. And this way, we bring the remedy before the blow. I can never answer this question. It's never clear to me how there's something that we're not responding, because the created being responds. But there's states of indifference that the Creator just blurs something out, puts a cloud, and we become indifferent. I guess that's the only time we have an ability to increase in connection.
We have to act towards the ten all the time when a person is inspired and elevated, even if he has no reason for it, even if he makes a mistake, but from all his heart he wants to awaken the friends.
How can the ten grab a person and hold him above himself? How does one do that? Simple. We need to constantly feel ourselves above ourselves. How does the ten do that? What does he say? Just as a creator does not think of himself, whether he watches over the created beings or so on, one who wants to reach equivalence of form shouldn't have these thoughts that the Creator doesn't think, because there's no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, and so on. So how do I stop thinking of myself? Obviously I can't. I'll constantly run into my own thoughts. How can society help me here? Just take me out of prison. That the prison is me. How does society take me out of there? Practically, how do we do it? We're soon going out into the new day. Each one is disconnecting physically from the ten. How do we not let any friend of the ten dwell in himself, drown him in himself?
When the Creator wants to move the person, we see that he stings the will to receive, so that it moves, and we have to also create such tricks that every person will feel committed, as we learn that envy and generally awakening each other from the desire that is active, that acts towards each other.
Except for external and internal concern, I didn't see anything that helps. When we create this field of mutual concern, that's what is going to hold each one of us, no matter where he is during the day and what he engages in. The thoughts of the ten will hold him. And by the way, it'll also give him an incentive to be concerned of the friends in the ten.
I felt it very strongly during the Congress, actually, that it was checked where I am, and if you didn't see me in the cameras, then immediately a friend would text me, "Where are you?" And you asked me to write a summary of the day and be your representatives. It was very helpful. And I think the secret is that if every one of us knows before what the 10 needs, then he'll feel how it takes care of him. And that's the real challenge, to nullify before what the 10 is asking for.
We have to give an example. Each one. There's not one formula. It seems that there's going to be something new every time. But there has to be an example and a good mood of connection and a goal for the tent.
Practically for today we have the gathering of friends. I'm going back to this point. We can prepare for it. We heard about the importance yesterday. This will definitely take everyone's self-thoughts away. Let's think about how we prepare for it. Maybe it sounds impractical, like we don't have a desire, but it will definitely obligate us and make me engage in something outside of me.
To get ready for the Shivat Chavarim today is good for sure. Gershon talked about envy, so I thought that
Rav, we are moving to the next lesson. Do you prefer preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah or Matan Torah, giving of the Torah, for today? Here I hear Matan Torah. You, who is in favor of Matan Torah? And who wants pticha?
We can do both.
No. Don't be smart. There's always someone who wants more. Again, who's in favor of Matan Torah? And who's in favor of preface? I can't make a decision like that. Because it's Sunday. What do you think? Since this is a Sunday, who's in favor of Pticha? Who's in favor of Matan Torah? The world clean. How do we do this, though? How can we see? Matan Torah or Pticha? World Kli. Who's in favor of Pticha? Preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Raise your hands. Alright. And who's in favor of Matan Torah?
Matan Torah.
Matan Torah. Alright. Writings of Baal HaSulam, page 389 in Hebrew.
Kabbalah for the student, 247. We'll go to the next.